views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother.
And I say, brother. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. We've got a great show today. Two fabulous guests. We've got Elizabeth Nolan, who you're going to meet at the top of the hour with me right now. And then you're going to meet Christian Catalano at 4:30. And we are going to get to talk about some of the great advocacy work both of these women are doing. So let me introduce you to Lizzie first. Elizabeth Nolan attended Colgate University, where she played on the women's lacrosse team and graduated in 2010. Since then, she's worked in fashion, beginning at Ralph Lauren and recently at Stunnable, an e-commerce fashion startup she founded in mid-2011. Lizzie's journey with Lyme disease began when she was 7 years old. She was fortunate enough to have a mother who pushed through misdiagnosis and was persistent about having her tested for Lyme disease. In fact, she was the first person in her pediatrician's office to test positive, but unfortunately, due to the lack of awareness, research, and frankly, comprehension of the dire nature of the disease, she was not properly treated. From that point on, Lizzie suffered through a myriad of symptoms lasting for almost two decades without the faintest understanding of the residual and mounting effects of chronic Lyme. It wasn't until college that Lizzie began to fall gravely ill again after seeing dozens of specialists, including Lyme specialists, and cycling through a variation of treatments for misnomer diagnosis that she began researching and seeking out Lyme-literate professionals. The medical crypticity made access to a diagnosis unbearably difficult, but this only proved to motivate Lizzie to become a more impactful self-advocate. After months of misdiagnoses, she was finally able to begin her grueling journey towards healing, never forgetting the importance of self-awareness, education, and reliance along the way. As Lizzie emerges from her treacherous battle with Lyme, she's more acutely aware of the double consciousness she possesses as both a witness to the ignorance and negligence of the medical community and as a survivor of such an emotionally and physically debilitating disease. It is because of this double consciousness that Lizzie has become a proponent of advocacy, both on the individual and social level. I would say to you that Lizzie Nolan is a remarkable human being for having made this journey, and she is here today to join us on Limelight Radio. So, Lizzie Nolan, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my privilege to have you here. I mean, what a journey you've been on. Gosh, it's 20 years of your life, or close to, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's almost, I can't even believe it, just because you go through life for so long, not even knowing that you're kind of sitting here like, I'm well now, what do I do? You know?
Yeah, so these days, I mean, gosh, how are you feeling? Just so because our listeners just heard about this grueling experience. How are you feeling now?
It's been a full year of treatment. Honestly, I've had to stop working. I'm sure a lot of people have the same circumstances where they think, they're going to start this process and they can do a little bit of work and get through it. And, through the thick of it, I just had to stop work. And so it's been about a full year that I've been in intensive treatments. And it's only about, the last couple of weeks that I've sort of come out on the tail end and feeling a little bit stronger. And I obviously have some time to go, and then there's always the rehabilitative aspect of it afterwards. But for the first time, I sort of feel a little bit like myself and the person that I knew was already always kind of dormant inside.
Oh gosh, Lizzie. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're really rounding the bend, and to consider that you have been sick for so long, a year's worth of treatment really is pretty much a quick trajectory compared to some of us.
I find myself very lucky that, I've had, it's only been a year, because in looking around at so many others, they've sort of been going through, they started treatment having the thought that they were going to be done soon, and it's years and years later, so I feel lucky.
Yes, you must have a strong constitution. So, can I ask you, where do you think, because you were a little girl when you got infected, where do you think you got infected?
I think it was out on Long Island. My mom's from Long Island, and we go out on those areas often. And she remembers there was a distinct change, though. When I was 7, we went out to Long Island, and when I came home, I started falling asleep everywhere. I was exhausted, and she just saw a buildup of symptoms that she knew were very, very rare. We're not positive, but I think that's where I got bit.
It makes sense. I grew up on Long Island, and it was in those days we used to think, oh gosh, all the dogs in the neighborhood had Lyme, but a lot of people were getting infected too. So your mom, though, sounds like she was pretty dialed in. As you said, she pushed really hard for your testing as a child.
She was a journalist at Newsweek, so there's also, so for that reason, she's very intensive on research and very in tune with, her surroundings. So in some ways, it's really easy to be a journalist's daughter. In some ways, it's very difficult. There's always a catch. But she was very in tune, and all the doctors, same thing happens now. They sort of brushed me aside, gave me antibiotics, and she saw the neurological effects more so occurring, and she really pushed through, and she made my pediatrician actually get me a Western blot test. So back then, no one had any idea really what was going on, especially in the Western medicine world. And so she was the one that pushed through, and I was the first one in my pediatrician's office to get a positive diagnosis, which was really helpful along the way.
Yeah, and a wake-up call for your pediatrician too, I'm certain.
I don't know if he even still got it at that point, though. There's still a positive, but he gave me a couple weeks of antibiotics, which, looking back, was essentially a placebo for me.
Right. So, Lizzie, I know that you're involved with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance now on their junior board. So could you tell our listeners a little bit about the junior board with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance and what's going on there?
We're sort of recognizing through this process, in meeting John Donnelly, who's come on and spoken. We actually went to Colgate together, and we're from the same area at home. So when I started this process, I had seen that he had just started his cycle, his nationwide cycle. And so I sat down with him and, just felt comfort in the fact that this was the person, someone who sort of recognized that all my symptoms weren't in my head, and that, at a time where I was sort of realizing what was going on with me and, restarting all this treatment, that, I felt some comfort in the fact that there was someone to go to and someone, a community of people who really understood what you were going through. And especially as a young adult, having your life stagnant at any point is not great, but as a 25-year-old in a world where you're supposed to be, in the prime of your life, it's a little difficult when, it all comes to a halt and you're sort of standing there alone in some respects. So from there on out, it sort of just spurred into something that, you know, came about in the last year. You know, I met with John a lot, and just from all of our treatments and all of our experiences, we sort of gathered groups of individuals in, you know, our age group that seemed to have similar problems. And for a lot of us, it was really comforting to find someone who, you know, could actually speak to all of the things that you were going through. And, you know, just understood on a basic human level how difficult it is for anyone who's sick, let alone, you know, not only just Lyme patients. So, you know, from there on out, we started getting dinners together and we met up and just to discuss our story, and it sort of became therapeutic.
Mm.
And so as John moved through all of this, you know, he really kept in mind that he, you know, wanted to do something for the next wave of advocacy, that, you know, we are standing here as, you know, the second major generation of Lyme disease advocacy. And as, you know, people continue to get sick, there has to be an outlet, not only for, you know, those who have been through it, but those who are just coming into the whole process. So from there, you know, John and I have, and a bunch of us have sort of just collected a group of individuals who are really, really feel passionate about this disease and feel passionate about helping others. And so, you know, we have big plans for the future, but for now we're starting with just collecting groups of individuals who are passionate and, you know, starting from, you know, an easy base. We're not trying to do too much. We understand that it's a lot to take on, but, you know, we want to start it with a base with every committee member, you know, working to raise a certain amount of money. But then from there, you know, we want to start an advocacy program, you know, a website and a source of information, education about this whole process, because it is so difficult to navigate between expenses and, you know, all of the physical symptoms that arise. It's really heart-wrenching. So
I know.
We want to have a place of information, but a place of also emotionality. So we want to create also a mentor program where, you know, if you have a problem, you can call anyone who's on the board and say, hey, today I can't remember where I'm going when I leave the house. And someone will tell you that that's completely normal,
right.
And walk you through that. So there's a lot of levels to it, but, you know, we have a lot of plans for creating this community, because there's so many people that are suffering and everybody's sort of looking to get some support in that level.
I understand, Liz. That is fantastic. And you know what? I have to say, hold your thoughts because it's time for our station break. And when we come back, let's talk more about this, because this is so important for everyone right now. And as you said, the generations to follow. So everyone stay tuned. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. I'll be right back.
When I think about your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Helia Sophie, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Helia Sophie, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me, and when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way.
Hi everyone, this is Katina Makris. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. We've got Lizzie Nolan from Tick-Borne Disease Alliance Junior Board with us this afternoon, and we are learning about both her journey and what is happening on the positive frontier for the young folks of America who have been stricken by tick-borne illnesses, because we know how much suffering goes on, and children sometimes show different symptoms than adults, and it doesn't even look like an illness per se. It looks like fatigue or laziness or headaches, or teachers want to write them off as poor students or learning disabilities, and in fact they've really been infected by Lyme disease. So Lizzie, thank you for stepping to the forefront here and helping the young folks of our country find the support and actual, you know, direction that they're not imagining things, and that their parents don't have to be so confused about all of this.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy to. It's really a problem. I mean, that's why I found the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, and I was so drawn to it, because if you've grown up not knowing other than sickness, it's hard to sort of, you know, explicate what's going on to you, especially as a child when you're sort of going through so many things outside of illness. So it's really hard to know, you know, what your normal is. And for kids, you know, they just continue to push through and want to, you know, please. And it's really hard.
It really is. And, you know, I can only imagine for you. I mean, most of your life you were sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you think about that, that's astounding, isn't it?
Yeah, a quarter of a century. It's astounding. It really is. You know, but in some ways it does teach you, you know, many important lessons and sort of finding ways to cope that work on your personal level. And being okay with that, you know, and being okay with doing your best at any level.
Was there any, I don't want to say, I mean, I know what I did when I was so sick, but I was an adult, what my coping methods were. Were there anything in particular that you found like to be really helpful coping methods that you might be able to, you know, share with others that they might not have thought about?
Yeah. First and foremost, I played sports most of my life, and although it was, you know, looking back, I was very fatigued. I think that helped me handle the illness a lot. When I stopped playing sports, is really when, you know, my body started to go down. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost is, you know, remembering to continue to exercise. I think it helps keep the pathogens at bay. And then, you know, second, I think finding a schedule that works for you. I know. Obviously, I had babesia, so my nights were, I was always awake. But, you know, just finding some sort of solace by yourself at night or whatever time works for you to sort of focus on yourself and regroup. Because I know mm-hmm. that personal time sort of re-energizes your whole body and allows you to take one day at a time.
That's so wisely said. It's very true, isn't it? We keep trying to push mm-hmm. and we actually need those reservoirs of quiet and yes. as you said, recharging the batteries.
Yeah, especially with the nervous system issue, you know, everything triggers you from noise to light, everything. You just need some quiet space by yourself.
Oh, so true. And so, you know, Lizzie, I'm so astounded how you were able to create your own business. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment for anybody, nonetheless, someone that's been struggling with Lyme disease. How on earth did you find the capacity to do that? Tell us.
I really, looking back, I don't know. I think I sort of just continue to push through. But as I was saying, you know, the reason why I sort of stumbled upon creating my own business, aside from the fact that a friend came to me with the idea and we wanted to do this, But I think I was just drawn to the fact that I could make my own schedule more so. That, you know, with this whole technology and startup community, you know, there's a lot of outlets for those who are suffering. You know, you can always start a blog. You can find ways to sort of cope on your own schedule, because I know there was no way. I remember when I was working in a corporate job, I just remember sitting at lunchtime with my head in my hands, like, please just don't fall asleep. Please don't fall asleep. Mm. So, you know, it was helpful for me to find an outlet that I was passionate about, and that, you know, helps me create my own schedule, because I think the passion helps you continue to keep going and push through. If you're just sort of, you know, mediating it on your own and continuing on this path without any passion, I think it becomes difficult to understand how to sort of cope with illness.
Definitely. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because, you know, the structure of what traditional American, as you say, corporate life or business life and even school schedules is rather difficult if you're struggling with tick-borne disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so enormous initiative there on your part. And I give you a lot of applause for that, because it's not easy to start your own business, but how creative are you? Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Lizzie, you said you had to take a break from work this past year while you've been going through treatments, but I know you're involved here now with the Junior Board. Let our listeners know, if they want to, you know, find some outreach and connect with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance Junior Board, how can they get connected?
Yeah, so, you know, we're just starting up, so we haven't formulated anything, you know, concretely yet. So hopefully we'll get to that point. But for now, for anyone who's looking to reach out, there is a huge Facebook community. The TBDA has created this page where they document not only John's journeys on his bike rides, but a lot of, you know, they can post a lot of information about the disease. And, you know, there are some forums where people can sort of pass back conversation in the comment section. And then usually someone from Tick-Borne Disease Alliance will answer any questions you have, if, you know, they're relating to certain things within the forum. And, you know, if you wanted to reach out to any of us, there's emails there, and we can get started. But for now, that's a great outlet. You know, it's a community online. It's easy. You can hop on Facebook and just, you know, post any comments that you have.
That's great. So people would go to Facebook and then they would join. Tell us it specifically. It's called...
Yeah, you can go to the TBDA page and just like it. And then that will sort of give that to you in your news feed. But then you can go into the forums and sort of comment on all of the links and get conversations started there if that works for you.
That's great. That's wonderful. So that's easy to do, everyone. Facebook, TBDA.
Yeah.
And also you can visit the tickbornedisealliance.org. Website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And see what's going on. They've got all kinds of things going on. They've got walks and runs. And in fact, there's one in Nashua, New Hampshire coming up September 20th that Tick-Borne Disease Alliance is sponsoring. So, you know, a lot of awareness and advocacy and action taking place with this great organization, which is now joined forces with Lyme Research Alliance. So we're bringing a lot of really amazing people with influence together to change the face of this illness.
Yes, and everyone should head out to one of those fundraisers or, you know, the rides. I did, you know, one back last year, and they're really helpful for just joining together, you know, communities and in certain places. I mean, that's sort of what this journey is all about, is meeting new people and connecting and sharing information. So as many people as you can meet, it only furthers your experience and furthers your journey and gets you that much closer to health.
It's very, very true. And also, you know, this is such an isolating illness that when you realize, oh my gosh, there's other folks like me and we can hold hands together, it really gives you a lot of moral support, and that positive framework helps healing, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I can't count how many people I've met along the way. And, you know, I do have those friends now that, you know, we see each other in doctor's office, but we text on the crazy nights. We're like, oh, have you had terrible cravings for sugar all night? And we're like, yes. And, you know, it helps to laugh about it and at least share your experiences, because there are a few people that understand really how deep this illness is.
so treacherous, isn't it? So, Lizzie, it's hard to believe our time together is coming to an end, and I'd like to ask you one question before we have to say goodbye. But what has Lyme disease taught you?
Oh, I can't. It's so hard to articulate because there's so many things. The biggest thing that I have learned is to be a self-advocate. No one cares more about your health than you do and your family. And, you know, I always say that it's all and well that everybody wants to try and give you certain treatments, but at the end of the day, you're the only one that's coping with the aftermath of that. So finding your voice within all of this is important, and being able to explicate and advocate for yourself and say, you know, today I've had enough, you know, I think I can push myself another time. You know, it being a self-advocating research is really a lot of big part that I've also found within that. You know, you have to be your own self-advocate.
That's such a wise pearl of wisdom to share with everyone. Thank you, Lizzie Nolan, for joining us today on Limelight Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure to have you, Lizzie, and thank you for your hard work now with the Junior Board at TBD Alliance. This is a big step forward for our future.
Yeah, I feel a special year coming on for the tick-borne disease community.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you feel a positive energy in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So blessed to have you with us. Keep up your wonderful work. I'm so glad to hear you're mending. And everyone visit TBDA on Facebook if you want to get in the conversation and meet Lizzie and John Donnelly and the others there who are active in the community. Thank you, Lizzie Nolan.
No problem. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Yes, and everyone stay tuned for part two of this show. We'll be back with Christian Catalano. It's time for a station break. This is Limelight Radio with Katina.
Another day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination in the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, is doing it again. We broke records last month, paying $3,500 for every trade. Central Auto Group is extending this unbelievable deal through September. Push, pull, or tow it to Central and get $3,500. Central Auto Group, CT.com. We guarantee you the lowest price or pay you $2,000. Why shop anywhere else when you can get the best brands at one location? Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000. Miles, over 600 vehicles to choose from with hundreds of pre-owned. Open 7 days a week.
This is Colleen. I just moved to the area last year from New Hampshire. I can't say enough about the Central Auto Group in Plainfield. My car buying experience was the best I've ever had. I felt comfortable and didn't feel pressured at all.
We service all makes and models with extended service hours till 7 p.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7:30 to 4. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Central Auto Group.
Open fix deal, see the details.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. Thank you, Brian, my producer for Chicago. That's one of my favorite songs of all times.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and part two of our show today is near and dear to my heart because I'm going to introduce to you an absolutely terrific woman who I got to spend part of this past weekend with, Kristen Catalano. She lives with her husband, Stephen, and her family in Massachusetts, which is a severely Lyme-riddled state. And sadly, their daughter has battled serious tick-borne infections for 5 years. The Catalanos have witnessed too many other dear friends become tragically affected by Lyme disease, and they do not want to see this happen to anyone else, especially children. The Catalano and Sargent families are two strong proponents of MS and have been raising funds for them for the last 3 years. They decided to hone on this fundraising effort and shift their energy to Lyme disease given their current situations. Hence, their amazing venue, Four Lyme Golf Tournament, was introduced with great success this past Monday, September 8th, at the famed International in Bolton, Massachusetts. And I want to welcome Kristen Catalano to Limelight Radio and let her share with us the story she knows all too well about youngsters with Lyme disease and the critical need for fundraising drives to help end the suffering. And I had the great privilege to speak at the Four Lyme Golf Tournament this past weekend and meet the most amazing people who are examples of a community pulling together and the dedication of visionary people like the Catalanos and Sargent. So welcome, Kristen Catalano, to Limelight Radio.
Hi, Katina. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting to have you on air with me today.
More exciting for me. I'm honored. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. So listen, I want our audience to learn a little bit more about your experience and how you got into the Lyme disease discussion and how you ended up even creating this fantastic fundraising drive with the golf tournament, which we'll get to in a little bit. But please share, if you don't mind, the story of how you got into the Lyme disease epidemic.
Well, actually, sadly, my daughter fell ill when she was 12 years old, and much like everybody else's story, we thought she had strep or possibly mono. She had low-grade fever, muscle pain, fatigue, and she was completely exhausted. Over the course of 4 weeks, and this is actually 6 weeks after she had a tick on her, mm-hmm. for less than 45 minutes, I was not versed in Lyme, so I thought when we went to the ER and had the thing professionally removed, they told me we didn't need to test it, and they dispensed one tetracycline pill. I was told she was all set and we wouldn't have any fallout. And I trusted the doctors there, and we just continued along, and like I said, 6 weeks later, she fell deathly ill. She went back and forth over those 6 weeks, being tested repeatedly for strep, Epstein-Barr, and various other things. So I got to a point where I was frustrated, and I just told them what I would like to see on a CBC, and she came back equivocally for Lyme. So fortunately, at that point, our pediatrician wanted to treat her. Given her age, they didn't want to give her doxycycline, so they gave her an alternative antibiotic, and they kept her on that for 21 days. So we thought that she was doing pretty well, and then over the course of a year, we saw different fallouts, joint pain. She had 6 diagnoses from her knees down, from Osgood's Slaughter's to stress syndrome in her ankles, and she was having headaches, and then she emulated the same symptoms, you know, where she was tired again, that fever came back, the sore throat, the swollen lymph nodes, the melee, and she did test positively. So then they put her on doxycycline, and she was on that for 3 weeks, and she never came back from it. She just kept falling out. We ended up at a prestigious hospital telling us, you know, we were in ER, telling us that she probably is not experiencing Lyme symptoms. She probably never had Lyme. We stayed with this hospital and ended up in all various departments. Being told that it could be lupus or post-viral fatigue syndrome. We ended up in oncology, and they told me we needed to have a bone marrow aspiration because possibly she could have leukemia because she had tear-shaped blood cells in her red blood cells, which is Babesia, which I didn't know at the time. So had I known what I know now, I really feel that my daughter would not be, you know, suffering daily from these debilitating symptoms. And that's why we kind of wanted to move forward in terms of some advocacy and enlighten people within our community so that their children wouldn't suffer from this or their loved ones.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's unbelievable what she went through and what you went through as a family. It must have been terrifying.
It absolutely was, but I was fortunate enough to reach out to an advocate that I read about in a newspaper in New Hampshire, and he educated me rather quickly as to what an LLMD is, which is that Lyme Literate Doctor, which I had no idea. I was entering a new language. I was entering a new world, and then I quickly understood that there was going to be opposition in terms of getting her the treatment that was necessary in order for her to get better. But so we have been through so many different doctors, so many different protocols. We've done homeopathic, we've done integrative, we've done conventional, and we're still going uphill on this. So
yeah. It's such a journey, isn't it? It's so complex because so many systems get affected. And with the youth, their bodies are still growing and their nervous systems are still maturing until they're 25. So here comes this organism and it's attacking different areas. And while they're trying to grow, now they're getting depleted.
Absolutely. And, you know, with, you know, everything that's going on with that, you know, people don't understand because, you know what, they can't possibly understand what she's going through or what we're going through as a family. As a result of this, she's missed her entire high school career, including, you know, proms, milestones that every teenage is deserving of. And she's just fighting for her health.
I know, and she's so beautiful, and she's so lovely, and I've met her in person, and my heart goes out to her, and so many of the others. There's hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people here and the various continents of the world struggling like this, aren't there, Christian?
way too many. It's astounding. It's very sad, and it's everywhere. Everywhere I turn, it's somebody else is coming to me and telling me the same story with, you know, different branches coming off of that. But it's core.
It's core, and, you know, you and I have talked about this before. It is the epidemic, infectious illness epidemic of our era, and, you know, we have to wake up the world, and I'm so proud of you. When we come back from station break, I want to talk about this fantastic tournament that you and the sergeants created, because you have put, you know, a milestone on the map now of what people can do and an example of what other communities can do. But you know, we are working at a grassroots revelation to make change, aren't we?
We are, and every little bit helps. And if one person learns something from one little fundraiser, that's just as important as the money that's raised, for sure.
Definitely, is the whole awareness and the dialogue that happens and education within a community. So, Christian, stay with me. Audience, stay with us. We've got a lot to talk about when we come back from station break. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668. And visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're visiting with Christian Catalano this afternoon from Massachusetts. And this woman is a wonderful advocate for Lyme disease, and having had a daughter that has struggled with the illness for so long, as we just heard, and family, friends, and others in your community have been struggling too, Christian. And so tell us, how did you get the idea, and how did you get going with the whole four Lyme disease golf tournament?
I'm going to use that word grassroots as terminology that probably best describes it. In terms of my Facebook, Massachusetts has declared May Lyme Awareness Month. So what I started doing last year is I started posting different articles every day for the month of May. Now my Facebook page has actually ended up mostly Lyme because I received so many responses and feedback in terms of people that were feeling the same way or receiving positive test results for Lyme testing. I never thought I would get involved with it the way we have become involved, but that, I think that's kind of where it started. My husband and Chris Sargent, my girlfriend Kelly's husband, and Chris Sargent's my husband's business partner, we've been raising funds for MS. And Steve and Chris would walk 50 miles in a weekend each fall down on the Cape. And then, like you reported, we decided that it was important enough for us to shift our fundraising towards Lyme in recognition of what our children and our families are enduring, as well as others. And then I have my own assumptions as to what we were really raising money for in terms of MS and actually how many people I felt did have MS versus Lyme.
Right, the crossover there, right, of the misdiagnosis.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what prompted you was, your own awareness. And then, as you said, the model that you'd already been witnessing from your husband and Chris Sargent working for MS fundraising.
Yeah, they put me in charge of their fundraising, and we put them on the road to do the walking. So I got the easy part. So then we figured my husband golfs, and so does Chris. They attend a lot of charity golf tournaments, so it just seems like a natural move for us. So we live right near, and we're members of the International Golf Course, so we just set a date about 3 months ago, and we just started rolling down the road and trying to make this happen.
You made it happen. I was there. It was jam-packed. It was jam-packed, and you had, over 100 golfers on the course?
We did.
And
so we had 100 golfers, and then we had over 50 additional people there for dinner to listen to you and to John Donnelly from the TBDA.
It was fabulous. You did so much great work there and pulled together a fabulous event. And can we share the good news with our audience of how much funds you were able to raise?
I can, but before that, it wasn't just me. I had a great team.
Tell us about your team.
I can't take the credit.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Let me hear about your team.
Well, I mean, clearly my husband, Chris Sargent, Kelly Sargent, the friends that are also struggling with this, Sheila Connor, but our office staff was absolutely tremendous. They all stepped up to the plate, our director of marketing, our finance manager, real estate broker, I mean, all these people. So I cannot take all the accolades. I was only part of the team.
You were a great team, though. Gosh, you were so organized, and the logo's fantastic, and everyone. I mean, it was a great group of people that attended. There they all were, you know, showing their care and commitment to this current public health crisis.
And how enthusiastic were they? They were great. They were all like a bunch of cheerleaders, and they're primarily men. It was fabulous.
It was tremendous, and the weather cooperated, too.
It was perfect. It was a perfect day all around.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have to say, you took what I consider one of the high-risk sports, which is golf, for tick-borne illnesses, because you can't help it. You hit a ball into the tall grass or into the underbrush or into the woods, and you can get easily exposed to ticks right away. So here right. you've taken a high-risk sport, and you've put advocacy to it. It's a great combination.
Well, we also provided tick removal kits from John Donnelly.
Yes.
Just so they'd have it in their goodie bag.
That's great.
No one had to use them, so that was a good thing.
That was a great thing, but you all did a fantastic job, and you raised a lot of funds, didn't you?
We did. You ready for the drum roll?
Yes.
$50,000.
Unbelievable. It's fantastic. $50,000, audience.
$50,000. I have the
awesome.
Generosity of friends, business affiliates, community members. I mean, it just blows our minds. We're just overwhelmed. We're taken back. We're silenced. We're jovial. We're everything. We're relieved. We're invigorated. So
it's wonderful. And you had a silent auction and a live auction, and it, you know, people all participated at various levels. And congratulations, Kristen. It was a really stunning example of what a community can do when they pull together.
Oh, well, thank you on behalf of our community as well.
Yes, very much so. And Tick-Borne Disease Alliance is receiving those funds, right?
Correct.
Yes, and they're going to use this money for more awareness, advocacy, and research into the illness.
Yep. Every single dollar of it.
Absolutely stunning. So tell people if they want to learn more about you and your group, and you're going to run the tournament again next year, aren't you?
We are. We're shooting for next September again, and we're waiting for a date confirmation. And I should have that in the next couple of days. Just since this is our first year doing this, we're going to be working on a website for this. But in the meantime, if somebody needs to reach us, we have an email address that they can utilize in the meantime, or they can friend me on Facebook, and I can give you those two different things if you want, Katina.
Yes, let's do both. Let's just tell your Facebook page first.
All right. I am Kristin, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N, Catalano, C-A-T-A-L-A-N-O. And our email for this specifically, so if something comes in, is foreLyme at CatalanoCompanies.com.
Fabulous, Kristin. I encourage everybody to reach out to Kristin and the Catalano family. The golf tournament's fantastic. It's going to grow every year. If you're in New England, if you're anywhere even, you can come join them next year and participate in this. And I'm sure you're going to have a lot of other creative ways, too, for people to be involved. And Kristin, it's sad to say, but our visit, the time is almost up, but I really want to say a special extra level of warmth and caring to your wonderful daughter and our healing wishes to her that she mends on her journey from Lyme disease.
Well, thank you so much, Katina. We've been blessed to have you enter into our lives as well, including John Donnelly. What a team. You guys were great. And I'm going to just keep in touch with you guys. So
yes,
I'm
thank
excited
you so-
about that.
Yes, yes. It was a wonderful experience. John and I both appreciated being there with you at the International at the Four Lyme Disease Golf Tournament and fundraising event. So thank you, Catalanos. Thank you, Sergeants. Thank you, Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. It's been a wonderful show today. Lizzie Nolan joined us earlier. Kristin, I know we'll be doing more together. And thank you for sharing with America and our listening audience, which reaches around the world, what can be done, as you said, at a grassroots level.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Katina.
You're so very welcome. Listeners, join us next week, and this show will be on archive, so you can check into limelightradio.com tomorrow and pick it up again and listen to your heart's content. Thank you, Kristin Catalano. And everyone, we'll see you next week. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
I don't know what's up there. You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother
and I say, brother, help me please.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.